And now it's time to meet the three people that are here with me. And I think I'll start by introducing you to DJ. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Basically, I went to Venture Outdoors for my internship, and I did a whole bunch of activities like going out bike riding with kids and just traveling Pittsburgh.
That's terrific. Now, you go to City High, right?
Yes.
What grade are you in now?
Right now, I'm a senior.
Now, City High, have you been there for 4 years?
I have.
City High is a different kind of school. It's a charter high school, but there's a lot of differences to it. Can you explain how your school differs from other high schools?
Yeah, my school basically just prepares us for the real life, so they say. Like, they teach us about, like, paying bills, financial aid, and, like, teach us how to, like, work digital media, so-and-so, stuff like that, and get us ready for, like, actually having a job in life.
Yeah, it's a terrific school. You go right downtown, so you're part of the community. What is the schedule like for school?
Basically, we get there, we have to be there around, like, 8:15, and then we leave around, like, 3:30.
Okay, so it's a longer day than some schools. And is your summer break the same as most schools?
Our summer break is just a month long.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And so you end up, I mean, they don't have summer breaks in the working world like school does, so you really get accustomed to that, I guess.
Yeah.
Would you like to give a shout out or say hello to anybody who might be listening now or later?
Just give a shout out to City High. You know, very good school. They got me to where I am today. If it wasn't them, I wouldn't be connected to Venture Outdoors.
Yeah, you served all City High students have internships, right?
Yeah.
So being connected with Venture Outdoors is important. Do you know what you'll be doing this fall? Have you figured that out?
I have not yet. We're still in the process of it.
That's perfectly normal. I don't know if anybody else is telling you that. Takes a while to figure that out, even when it's your senior year. Let's meet your little brother who's here. Hello. What's your name?
Dre.
Hey, Dre. And how old are you?
I'm 11.
Where do you go to school?
Sunnyside.
I love Sunnyside. I haven't been there for a long time. What grade are you in?
Fifth.
And what are you learning right now at Sunnyside? Anything interesting? Like, what are you doing in math?
I'm mostly doing, learning decimals.
Oh, like maybe like a half is 0.5, stuff like that?
Multiplying and subtracting decimals.
Ooh, that's not easy at all. Is there a subject that you like best?
Mostly just gym.
Gym, a lot of kids. What are you doing? We were talking about gym this morning. What kind of stuff are you doing in gym now?
We mostly just play like kickball.
Oh, that's a lot of fun. Anybody you would like to give a shout out to or say hello to?
I like to say hello to all my friends at school.
Excellent. Well, thank you. I'm glad you're here, Dre. And then we have Kelly here from Venture Outdoors. Dre did a good job. I should say Dre and DJ are brothers, right? So
yes.
It's great that you're here and being supportive of each other, which is nice. It's going to make other family members proud. Kelly, tell me a little bit about Venture Outdoors. And I want to get to know Dre better, too. But I'm curious about how this internship worked with DJ and the kinds of things you did together.
Yeah, well, I'll let DJ talk about his internship because that was his internship. But Venture Outdoors is a nonprofit organization in Pittsburgh that just gets people outside. So we do a lot in the youth world. We do a lot in the public world, just providing a bunch of trips such as like snowshoeing, hiking, biking, geocaching, just providing people with different gear and different experiences outdoors.
How did you get involved? What made you passionate about doing this?
Well, I love being outside. I worked at a camp for a while, and I just kind of wanted to continue that. So I actually started as an intern at Venture Outdoors as well. And then I just kind of worked my way up, and here I am today.
How nice. Well,
yeah.
I'm glad to have you here. So, DJ, tell me a little bit about how things went there.
Basically, Venture Outdoors, it went perfectly. I basically just left my school around 12, got there around 1:50, 1:15.
And that was every day?
That was every day.
Wow. So you would go there to work, and what kinds of things did you do?
Mainly just paperwork, and on certain days I would go down to North Shore and help them with the kayaks.
I've never done kayaks. That's from right by the Allegheny River, sort of near where the jail is, right? Where that rental station is. Do I have it right?
Right by the PNC station.
Yeah. And I didn't know it moved there. Okay. Is there a lot of call for kayaks during the fall? Or were you involved a little bit earlier in the year?
There wasn't really a lot of call for it in the fall. Like people kind of move away from it when it starts getting colder. In the summer, it was really, really packed.
So, Trey, have you been in a kayak on the river?
Yes.
I thought that might be the case. Did you guys go together sometime or with Venture Outdoors?
I think one time we went together.
Yeah.
What did you think of it, Trey, when you did it?
It was really tiring but fun.
Yeah. How so? Did your arms get tired
yes. going?
Was it real hot when you were out?
No.
It was like getting darker. So.
And cold.
It gets dark really fast when you're on the river, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Before you know it, you're paddling to get back home. Did you have to, learn about kayaking, in terms of, maneuvering and all the strokes and stuff? And does Venture Outdoors help with that?
Yeah, they taught me how to, maneuver and paddle, things like that. And they also trained me so I could teach other people doing it.
I was wondering about that. That experience teaching other people it's a good one. I mean, right? Because it's hard sometimes to explain a physical thing to other folks. What else did you do as part of your internship?
I just, work around with kids. We went on hikes in the park. And I also helped with a few of their other programs to, set them up, get them ready, helped out with the website.
What'd you do on the website?
I basically just, put, when our activities are, when our events are. We had an event called Kayaking with Cops to, help communicate, put the community better with the police.
I read about that program. What a good idea. Yeah. Did you take part in that?
Yeah, that's when me and Dre went kayaking together.
So, did you know any of the cops? Were they from your zone?
No, we didn't know any of them.
How did they do? Did you have to teach cops how to kayak?
No, they knew what they were doing.
Okay. That'd be something to have to teach somebody. What did you think of that?
It was really good.
I'll bet. What else do you like to do outside?
I mostly just like to play with my friends.
And do you go hiking or get out in nature much?
Not much.
No? Venture Outdoors is happy as long as you're outside,
yes.
I think.
Oh, yes.
What are some of the programs that are available now for people to get involved in?
We have a membership-based organization, so if you want to become a member, you can go on our website and look at it. We also offer a bunch of public programs, so we usually do some family ones about once a month, and sometimes it's geocaching, sometimes it's hiking, sometimes it's biking. So whatever people need gear for, we usually provide that in an event.
That's terrific. You can learn more at ventureoutdoors.org. I have another question for both Dre and DJ, but is there anything else you'd like to say about Venture Outdoors?
Just a great program.
Yeah, it sounds like you've done really well. My question about it, or to you, was just going to be if you've thought about the kind of job you might want to have. You seem like you've got a lot of talents based on what you were telling me about City High.
Yeah, right now I'm just I'm leaning more towards going into something with the environment. So Venture Outdoors would definitely be a good ally in that.
What inspired you to do that?
Mainly just Venture Outdoors. Before I was going to go into the military, and then I went, maybe this isn't for me. So I went, I love to be outside, and I like to work with plants and everything. So why not go into the environment? help out the world.
Yeah, that's excellent. And there are lots of job opportunities in that area too, whether it be simply a job that requires you to be out in nature or working to protect the environment or to clean up the environment. Now, let me ask Dre, have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
I would like to be a football player.
Ah, do you play now?
No.
And what do you think it would be like to be a football player? Why did you choose that?
Well, it's because I used to play football and I was like really caught into it and it was pretty fun.
Well, I hope you get a chance to play again if you want to. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
No.
I want to thank both of you for being here, DJ and Dre, their brothers, being here from City High, and also Sunnyside. And anything else you wanted to say on behalf of Venture Outdoors, Kelly?
No, thank you guys for this opportunity to get some of our students on air today. It was really awesome.
Yeah, congratulations. It sounds like your internship has gone so well. And Dre, I'm glad you're here, too. It's great to have you here talking about the outdoors and the exhausting kayaking activity. That's now making me wonder if I want to try that or not. Maybe I will. Thanks, guys. Take care. You can learn more about Venture Outdoors at VentureOutdoors.org.